presented by Listen Headlines, latest world news from trusted sources.
January 27, 936 America, New York, woman endured exorcism by priest because of demonic style, tattoos. Tattoo advocate Didi Villegas, 30, from Cebu in the Philippines, has endured around 200 hours of painful inking. January 27, 934 America, New York, Russia tensions may help push Europe towards a cleaner energy future. Escalating tensions with Russia are forcing a confrontation with an uncomfortable reality for European leaders. Vladimir Putin holds the cards when it comes to Europe's energy needs. January 27, 925 America, New York, teacher suffered horror margarita burns while making cocktails. Ashley Booth, 23, from Byron Bay, Australia, decided to put her bartending skills to good use and whipped up strawberry daiquiris and margaritas, but later woke up with throbbing hands. January 27, 922 America, New York, as Ukrainians pray for peace, Russia keeps hope for diplomacy alive. Moscow is disappointed by the US and NATO's response to its demand for security guarantees, but the Kremlin at least sees hope for the start of a serious conversation. January 27, 914 America, New York, US and NATO formally respond to Russian demands on Ukraine amid escalating military tensions. The Biden administration and NATO told Russia on Wednesday there will be no concessions on Moscow's demands to resolve the crisis over Ukraine. Holly Williams reports from Ukraine. January 27, 913 America, New York, Holocaust survivor Lily Ebert, 98, takes to TikTok to share her story. Lily Ebert is a 98-year-old Holocaust survivor who has gone viral on TikTok, with the help of her 18-year-old great-grandson. Together, they are sharing inspiring messages and teaching a younger generation about the horrors of the Holocaust. PowerPost. January 27, 902 America, New York, Stephen G. Breyer may shape tech's copyright battles for years to come. The retiring Supreme Court justice was a giant in the intellectual property debate. January 27, 902 America, New York, millions of U.S. kids to be told which news is fake. A service stamping reliability labels on media sources has teamed up with a major teachers' union, NewsGuard, a controversial service that ranks news sources read by clients online based on how trustworthy it considers them to be, will soon be available for free to millions of schoolchildren in the U.S. PowerPost. January 27, 859 America, New York, the administration wants to prevent an attack on water supplies. Officials fear hackers could harm clean water access for thousands. January 27, 856 America, New York, newsletter website stands up to COVID censors. Substack VP argues that there would be no one left talking if everyone who was wrong about this pandemic were silenced. January 27, 854 America, New York, Africa CDC, continent on course to vaccinate 70% this year. The head of the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has told reporters that the African continent is on course to reach its target of vaccinating at least 70% of its population against COVID-19 by the end of 2022. January 27, 848 America, New York, Prince Andrew claims consent in defense of allegations he had sex with 17-year-old Epstein victim. Prince Andrew's lawyers asked a U.S. court again Wednesday to throw out a lawsuit accusing him of sexual abuse, citing multiple legal defenses. Among them, the lawyers said that if any sexual activity did occur between the prince and Virginia Giuffre, it was consensual. January 27, 841 America, New York, Elon Musk reveals Tesla's top priority, and it is not cars. The high-tech company is seeking to develop a humanoid robot prototype within the year 2022. Speaking during an earnings call on Wednesday, Tesla's co-founder and CEO, Elon Musk, announced that the company is prioritizing the development of its humanoid robot, tentatively dubbed Optimus, in 2022. January 27, 838 America, New York, UK Gov responds to claims it ignored billions of pounds of COVID fraud. Figures showed that 2.5% of the more than £19 billion given in self-employment support was lost to fraud. January 27, 830 America, New York, hundreds of women executed as witches pardoned in Catalonia. The Spanish region's parliament has passed a resolution to pardon hundreds of women who were tortured and executed as witches between the 15th and 18th centuries. January 27, 827 America, New York. Russia says it sees little scope for optimism in U.S. proposals on Ukraine. The Kremlin's remarks came after the U.S. and NATO delivered written responses to security demands from Moscow, including that former Soviet states be barred from joining the alliance and hosting U.S. PowerPost. January 27, 824 America, New York. Justice Breyer helped the Supreme Court save most of Obamacare. The retiring justice has a liberal but pragmatic record on healthcare issues. January 27, 819 America, New York. Americans' gas stoves are as bad for climate as 500,000 cars. The gas-burning stoves loved by cooks leak so much methane across the U.S. Most when the appliances are not even in use, that they have the same impact on our atmosphere as 500,000 cars, according to a Stanford University study. January 27, 813 America, New York. Iran state TV shows dissidents' images after apparent hack. Channels of Iran state television have broadcast images showing the leaders of an exiled dissident group and a graphic demanding the country's supreme leader be killed. January 27, 810 America, New York. Jordan army kills 27 drug smugglers in wintry clash on Syrian border. The clash came 10 days after smugglers killed a Jordanian army officer, prompting the military to vow an increased crackdown on smuggling from Syria. January 27, 809 America, New York. Report: 5,000 plus deaths under Ethiopia's Tigray blockade. Nearly 1,500 people died of malnutrition in just part of Ethiopia's blockaded Tigray region over a four-month period last year, including more than 350 young children, a new report by the region's health bureau says. January 27, 807 America, New York. Journalist narrowly escapes armed attack in Mexico after three killed. 52 journalists or media workers have been slain in Mexico since December 2018, the government says. January 27, 801 America, New York. Dozens of armed militants still hold corner of Syria prison. U.S.-backed Kurdish-led forces say dozens of armed Islamic State militants remain holed up in the last occupied section of a Syrian prison. The two sides clashed a day after the Syrian Democratic Forces announced they had regained control.